Hello.
Hi, Lusiki. It's Paul calling you back. Hi, how are you? Okay.
Good.
So were you able to get that information then?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me take a look here at the client interview calendar for that follow-up call. And then is this going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover?
I think this one, they have a Visa.
A Visa. And you said it's got both?
I go into the store, there's a debit, they say business debit on top.
Business debit, yeah. Debit cards are usually Visa or MasterCard, and it's got your name on it as well as the business name, correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is there a middle initial for your name or just first and last?
No.
Okay. Alrighty. If you want to go ahead and read those digits four at a time, I'll read them back at the end for you for accuracy.
5129.
Mm-hmm.
5700.
Okay.
0837.
Mm-hmm.
5500.
5500. So let me read that back to you. I've got 5129 5700 0837 5500.
Right. Yes.
Okay. And then what is the expiration month and year?
02/26.
02/26, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
496.
496. I've got 496 as the card on the back. And then February or 02/2026, the expiration, the card again, 5129 5700 0837 5500. And then does that bill at the 181st Avenue Southeast address?
The bill is 13531.
Mm-hmm. 13531. That's in Renton, 98059. Okay. So I'll take a look at that client interview calendar, and what I'll do now, it's required of us, it's to read a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a fixed flat rate, that it is that reduced rate, that we've reduced also the setup fee, that will include all of the content. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is very straightforward, though. And give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, could you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online? I have the business listed as Four Corners Concrete Construction. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Correct. Perfect. And then please state your first and last name and your official title within the business.
Losiki Piltau. I'm the owner of business.
Okay, perfect. And Losiki, as the owner of Four Corners Concrete Construction, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yeah, right.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing address that we have, that card ending 5500 in your name as well as the business name, Losiki, you are, of course, an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Right.
Of course. Of course. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Lusiki, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right. Thanks.
Of course. And as long as you answer your phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason we ask is, of course, all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information stays accurate. Lusiki, that's fair enough, right?
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
My contractor. Oh, around, he said, you guys are moving on to bank to over there.
So we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. And we do that audit in the beginning. We also do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that your information stays accurate. Now, with the reductions in the cost that I've applied to both the subscription fee and the one-time setup, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 26th of May, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 26th of the month at the further discounted rate of just $199.00. And again, that $199 is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls will be coming directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. Now, we do offer our services at will, which means if after the second payment, if you find you do have more work than you can take on, if you find you need to go on an extended vacation, or, of course, you can pause the service seasonally as well when it's too cold to pour concrete and have it cure, you can pause the service. You can, of course, also discontinue the agreement altogether at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. All that we do request, Lusiki, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Lusiki, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So that does conclude the voice verification. You'll be getting a confirmation email through our automated system in about a minute or so here, once we're able to process that payment. Now, our finance department is telling us that we're not able to process that $298. Are the funds available at this point? Is there $298 on that card?
Yeah, I think they have the Northeast card with a home advisor take with around 3,000. I think they have that in, but I believe I believe they. I didn't check, but they like the card that I did.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using for like for that using the payment, and, you know, business card.
So you're not sure what how much is available on that particular card?
I don't know how much because nowadays now I called the bank to like a stop with you know, they like a payment around from home advisor because they take with like the money on like yesterday plus every 27 they take the money out.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't ask how much now.
Okay.
We have a cash with me. If you make this one, I can go and deposit right away. But
oh, okay. So let me take a look. If that's just going to take whatever 25, 30 minutes or something like that, we'll take a look.
Let me know what's going on, like, you know. If it happens, I can run to the bank and deposit the money.
Yeah, it looks like you may need to make a deposit on that account. I was not able to process, or at least my finance department was not able to process that payment. The total is $290.
Oh, I can call this, yeah? Oh, I can call to the bank. This is what is the balance inside.
Yeah. And then I can give you some time to reconcile that with your bank, and then we can schedule the follow-up call with our technician for maybe a little bit later on. Let me pull up that time frame here to see what's available for that client interview, and then we can give you like, you know, half an hour or so to start that payment away.
Oh, like 2 hours.
Before we try it again. So the client interview calendar, there's, we can do 1 o'clock today if that works out for you. We can schedule it from 1 o'clock until 2.
Oh, 1 in my time, yes?
Yeah, correct. Pacific time.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, so we'll schedule it from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. The call itself would take about 25 or 30 minutes to get to you, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, just kind of the basic questions that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. And then do you think I need to wait about a half an hour, 45 minutes before I process that payment again?
For now, you said for how about like make I can call because if you like a low inside, I can run to the bank and with like my cash and put it in.
Okay, yeah. So you want me to give you a call back in about another 15 minutes or so just to see what's going on?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
20 minutes I can call to the bank.
Okay. Gotcha. So yeah, I'll call you back in about half an hour, and then we'll get everything squared away. Right now, and I'm sure we'll be able to keep that 1 o'clock appointment. That's when your follow-up call is scheduled.
Okay.
All right, Lucy.
Yeah.
I'll check back in with you in just about half an hour or so to get everything squared away.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thanks, bro.